A pleasure to get to know you. I'm looking forward to this new era of Carbon High School football, so thank you for taking out the time today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be with you. Good and exciting time for us all.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is. I think anytime you have a new era, it kind of brings hope, right? And I know that you're taking over a program that has made some steps over the last 4 years under Coach Phil Howa. What was the first thing that kind of drew you to the job? What was it that made you say, I think this would be the right place for me?
It was a lot of the community and aspects of that. I attended USU Eastern for my associate's degree a number of years back and really loved the Price and Carbon area and the people I met while I was there, and decided it'd be a good fit to come back to that area and, you know, interact with a lot of the people that I met back in the day.
I know you're fairly young for the head coaching game, 26 years old. Seems like this is kind of maybe the new wave of football, some of these young, innovative minds. And so, Coach, I think it's important to kind of talk about where you've developed your football mind. And it's Payson High School all the way up to Southern Virginia University. I'll let you go ahead and talk about your experience.
So kind of in that development was a lot of other head coaches that I've worked with. I've worked with a great number, something that was kind of unique at my time at Payson. I was there for about 4 years. I actually served under four different head coaches during that time. So I had a lot of different ways of going about doing the job and seeing how they did it and what was successful, what may not have been as successful. And those ranged from a variety of coaches. Some worked, you know, at the high school level strictly, some others worked at college, and then, you know, when I went to Southern Virginia University, I had the opportunity of working with Coach DuPay, who was previously the slot receivers coach out at Navy, back with Ken Matulolo, and so it was just like a great opportunity that I've had to work with so many great coaches and be mentored by them, and it's been super helpful.
You talk about the variety of coaches, and every coach kind of has their own style, right? And so I would assume you kind of being a sponge working with all these coaches, you've seen elements of what they all bring to the table that you would like, I would assume, right?
Yes, 100%. Every coach has their own unique, you know, not just like their offense, defense that's unique, but also how they run practices, how they, you know, their operations and everything along those lines. It's always a little unique, and so having the opportunity to work under so many head coaches and different coaching staffs, I've been able to absorb a lot of those, and I've seen a lot of what works, what doesn't work, what kids accept really well and what they may not accept as easily. So,
what's the philosophy of Coach Rushton when we see the Carbon Dinos take the field for the first time offensively and defensively? What's your preferred style?
Definitely high energy. Energy is contagious, whether that's positive or negative. So we definitely want to keep a positive, high energy throughout our season and everything. That's a huge part of how I coach. I definitely love being involved with the kids and getting them hyped up to go out and perform to the best of their abilities. And then also teamwork. This is a team game. There's no more than 11 of us on the field at a single time, but each one of us has a very specific role, and if we're all working together with that high energy, then great things can happen. So those two are kind of like the big chunks of my philosophy is, you know, teamwork, doing things together, and then having a positive outlook on what we're doing.
If we go back and talk about your time as an assistant at Payson, I mean, running backs coach, defensive backs coach, defensive analyst, wide receivers coach when you're at Southern Virginia University. So it is a wide variety. You've kind of been all over the field. If we talk X's and O's, how does that translate to the style you want to run offensively and defensively, and what's preferred in that realm?
So when I was a defensive backs coach, we ran a lot of 4-2-5. We did have a season where we ran a 3-3 stack, so three down linemen, three linebackers, and kind of I like both of them for different aspects. So definitely defensively, I think, you know, I haven't had a huge chance to meet a lot of the players yet, and a lot of that will depend based on our personnel, but by having the defensive side, I've been able to really see what works, what doesn't, and, you know, how best to implement those. And then offensively, kind of the style I like is a lot of gap scheme, also some zone schemes mixed in with it as well, just in the run game. Pass game, we did. I've got quite an arsenal of passing games, part of the time at Southern Virginia University, and then also my time as the running backs coach, we ran more of an air raid style offense. So I guess I kind of got a lot in the bank, and kind of deciding what to pull from is kind of up in the air at the moment.
Yeah. Again, our guest right now is Carbon High School football coach Braden Rushton. Coach, if we look at the Carbon football program in general, it's no secret, wins have been somewhat hard to come by. I mean, just finishing off a 1-9 season, and I think there's a variety of reasons as to why this has happened. When you look at the state of the program, what are some of the things that you believe you can implement that can turn things around? And I'm a firm believer that you don't get into a mess overnight, you're not going to get out of it overnight, but what are some of the things you want to implement right now that will eventually lead to sparking the brain to turning around this program?
So kind of going back to my days in Payson, Payson historically also struggled for a great many of years, and over the last 5 or 6 years, they've kind of been able to turn their program around. They've had some good playoff runs. They've had good winning records the last couple of years. I think this year was their first back-to-back winning season in a great many years. And so I kind of had the opportunity to go through a lot of that transition with them, and that was an exciting time for me. And one thing that kind of stuck out to me was the hope and belief of success and the opportunity to win not only on the football field but off the football field. And so that's going to be a big, big focus of mine, is winning on and off the football field, and then winning in life, as well as having that hope and belief of success.
Going back to your days at Payson, Coach, how important are feeder programs? How important are youth programs to kind of setting the stage?
They're huge. I mean, if you're going through with your feeder programs and they're running stuff that's completely different than you, or have completely different philosophy than you as a coaching staff, then it's often time to take that first couple of years, that freshman, sophomore year, to kind of catch them up to speed with what we're doing at the program. Where if you can do that as a younger kid in some of our youth programs, then that goes a long way. They don't have to start completely over in their freshman sophomore year. They're already up to speed on a lot of the things, and then we can dive deeper into some of those more technical stuff and technical items of our football program and our philosophy.
What goes into picking your coaching staff? Because I guess that's, I don't know if it's in the immediate future, but that's obviously going to be a big part of everything, right? I mean, you got to make sure you get the right people in place. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question there. A lot of that, mainly, I'm looking at two aspects that I want to see in some of my assistant coaches that I'll be hiring on. Number one is energy. High energy, high positivity. We want to kind of rub off on our kids in the sense that they're going to feed off of the energy we give. So if we kind of are dragging ourselves through the mud, then that's how our athletes are going to act. So one thing I'm definitely looking for is that high energy, high excitement level for our program. And then, I do want some experience as well. Guys that do have a good grasp on the X's and O's, and will be able to add more depth and breadth in that aspect as well. And so that's kind of what I'm looking for at the moment.
It's definitely going to be fun, Coach, to see how you can kind of mold things and hopefully kind of build off of some of the things that Coach Howard put in place. Did you pay attention, or have you gone back and watched anything from this past football season?
No, I have not. I have not had the opportunity yet to go back and watch some of that stuff. I am excited to work with Coach Howard and get to know him and some of the Carbon staff as well.
Yeah, no doubt. It definitely should be fun. Between now and, I guess, the next time, between now and the next step, Coach, what is that? What do you do now? I mean, here we are in November. You got a little bit of time, right? I mean, this is an early hire, I guess, per se. So what's the next step for you?
Really, it's the next step really is to prepare our guys mentally more than physically. We will start hopefully our lifting programs and off-season workouts here shortly, but a lot of our leadership success building will start as soon as possible, and that's, you know, really more of the mental aspect of the game, because football is like a 90% mental game and a 10% physical, and so a lot of what we're going to be focusing on going forward at the moment, next step kind of thing, is the mental aspect of that, and really helping them to prepare not only for the football season, but for after the football season, and prepare for life and all the trials and struggles that life throws at you, you know?
Well, Coach, congratulations on being named head of the Carbon Football Program. I'm really excited for the future, really excited to continue to get to know you and to see what you bring to the table. Thank you again for the time, Coach. I look forward to more conversations real soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm excited to work with you and everybody in the Carbon area.